Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Wednesday, February 1st. Hi, Tori.
Hello, February and Sam.
Yes, a warm morning, actually. I didn't have to wear a jacket or not. You know, it's sort of crazy. We have to wear layers now because it's spring, but not quite. Mm-hmm. So it gets cold and warm and, yeah, I don't know what to wear anymore.
It's confusing.
Yeah. So, absolutely no guests today, folks. A lot to talk about going on in the world. Yesterday, I just wanted to recap. We had Mara Marini here, and she was fun, wasn't she?
She was the best. She was awesome.
Yeah. And, I mean, and this woman's got a body like you wouldn't believe, and she's not showing it off, you know?
No, she's very cool about
She's very cool about it. But, my God, you know, she was like the top 12 on Snapchat as the hottest chicks there. And you know what? I mean, she's in good company.
Yeah,
you know?
She's good. She's good people. Yeah. And she's Canadian, so you know she's good. She's right. Good people.
And, you know, and it's not like, I mean, she seems to be in her 30s.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, all these women you see in her company on that list are like 20-year-olds.
Yeah,
you
more
know?
Power to her.
Exactly. So, I mean, that's pretty cool, right?
More power to her, sister.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if you can compete for a nice body and popularity with all these hot chicks around the world.
Good for you.
Yeah, exactly. And that's besides all the talent and the tenacity that she has shown to get a part on
Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec.
Oh, yeah. She was the porn star in Parks and Rec. And if you didn't know, she made up an agent and sent an email and said, this, I'm representing myself, like, right. This girl, and she should be seen for this part. And she got it.
That was amazing, you know, and she's coming up on Chips, which is going to be the movie coming out in March, she said,
mm-hmm.
And this is going to be based on two motorcycle cops in L.A. I remember the series. It was pretty cool. So the movie should be pretty cool, too. It's funny that you asked me, what do they solve exactly?
Yeah.
Do they pull people over?
Is that all they do?
I don't remember them pulling people over. I can't imagine they would have a
like,
show about
that. Like, what
else
happens on the highway, though, right? I just feel like they're stopping a lot of speeding cars. Dax Shepard is writing and directing it, the new Chips. Kristen uh-huh. Bell's adorable husband.
Do we know Dex?
Dex Shepard?
Dex
oh,
Shepard?
Yeah, yeah.
What does he do? Like,
well, he started in Punk'd, and now he's a bona fide movie star. He was in Parenthood. He married Kristen Bell. They're like this cute, adorable couple. They make
videos. I should look
videos.
Him up, and then I would probably
know. Oh, yeah, you'd
like
him. Yeah, you would know him. Yeah, 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 he's well known.
Wow. Yeah, I'm no good with names. Well, if I don't watch a lot, then I don't know. You
yeah,
know?
True.
But continuing the saga of Westworld, I'm continuing to watch. I'm on episode 7.
Okay.
Which is like unbelievable.
I'm
I've
very proud
this far,
of you.
You know?
Very proud of you.
But it is getting very
yeah,
good.
You like
right?
it.
You're right.
It took I have to admit, it took a little dip in the middle it where did, you right? got to really believe in the binge process
right.
to continue. You got to believe that it gets better. Yeah, there's
well,
a dip. There's a
I
dip.
I credit it towards you. To you yeah, to yeah. Keep me watching, you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
And I enjoy what I'm seeing.
Yeah, it's getting good.
It is, yeah, it is, yeah. You know. And they had
little
this
twists.
Like crazy sex scene where the guy was tied up in the bed, and the other woman was like, "Do you remember that
I
one?"
Think, I'm sure.
It was the white guy and the black woman.
Oh yes,
and
Tandy Newton.
Right.
Yes, yes, yes.
And she totally like devoured him
oh,
in
yeah.
bed. And
oh yeah.
She's like totally in charge, and this guy's tied up to the bed.
Yeah. Wait till you see so 50 Shades of Grey. I'm telling you.
Yeah. Right.
Very similar.
I saw the first one.
Oh yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I yeah. know. So I know what that's about. And when is that coming out? This weekend?
No, Valentine's Day.
Oh, okay.
I think
so
it's
in
the
a couple weeks.
Yeah, I think it's a week or okay. week and a half.
Okay.
For when it comes out. Yeah. But yeah, no, Westworld's good. It's really good.
It really is.
And the
good.
Plot's it interesting. I mean, there's a lot of good twists coming up.
Right, and you expect all kinds of things to go on and stuff, and it's and they keep mixing the modern world and the West
yeah,
world, and
yeah.
it's amazing.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so there you go. Maybe I'll find another series. I gotta admit, I started watching the Orange Is the New Black, and
oh, okay.
really liked it.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Right?
Yeah, it's very addictive.
But then after a few episodes, I'm like, you know what? That one is repetitive too. You know?
Well, they're in jail. Yeah,
yeah
there's not a
know.
Lot you can do. No, yeah.
I know,
started watching I that. I love the first season, and then I just stopped. So you gotta really hook me. If you're going to get me to go more than one season. That's and I'll true, go man. I'll go straight, man. You'll it's go. Like a meth binge. It'll be 3 days and I'll be done.
I know. And it's amazing all this like binge watching that we never had before.
Right.
Because everything was live on TV right. and we had to wait a week, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now you binge on everything. You binge on the news, you binge on donuts if you're me. Binge on everything. It's, yeah. it's a binge world now.
Now, have you been on Hulu yet?
Yeah.
Okay, so I haven't been on it. So does that have like all kinds of TV yeah. shows from all the networks yeah. and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Does it have like old sitcoms and stuff too?
I don't know. Oh, yeah, like Golden Girls is on. Yeah, they have old stuff really? Too. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I'm trying to see where I can find Three's Company, and I can't find it anywhere.
Oh, so
it's like
to,
one of the funniest shows ever.
So funny. I love
and
Three's
they
Company.
Only have it on DVD, and I don't even. I
so
just
go
stream.
To is it streaming.com, I think it's called that, and you can put a search bar and put Three's Company, it'll tell you where you can get it.
Oh, where you yeah. can stream it,
because there's so many streaming things now. I think it's called streaming.com. It's something like that.
I'll check it out. Yeah, I'll check it out.
But yeah,
there were a lot. I mean, there was Sanford and Son. There was yeah. All in the Family. God, I grew up with that stuff.
Yeah, well, Hulu and a lot of places are doing they're re-airing because it's all retro and cool now.
Exactly.
Those Golden Girls. Oh, they kill
and
me,
it's
man.
It's cheap for them to show.
Oh
it.
My God. Yeah. Exactly.
No, they're already
Betty White's
made
just
it.
Getting the residuals.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know she's been in a lot of things. I remember they used to have these really cool game shows mm-hmm. on TV, like To Tell the Truth.
Oh yeah, and the Match Game, and they're
right,
having it back. She was always a contestant.
Yeah, she was always.
She's
on
the best.
There. She was on there. There were a few regulars. Even David Letterman used to be on those shows.
Yeah.
Before he became
it's
a
all
late
comics
night.
And stuff. Yeah, yeah it was yeah, all comics. Yeah.
So that was pretty cool. That's why I actually saw him for the first time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I love when she was on Letterman, I think, and he said, what are some of your hobbies? And she went, vodka. She's like, isn't vodka a drinking a hobby?
Yeah, right?
She's so cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's funny you remember things like that.
Oh,
though,
she's
you know?
Wonderful. Yeah. She's like my dream.
Wow.
Long career.
Really?
That woman. Oh, my God.
So you admire her.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Oh,
and
wow.
She always played sort of the blonde ditzy. I mean, Rose was just like the best. But
right.
She's just been her longevity has proved to be, she still speaks out on issues. She still speaks out. She's, you know, transferred to the internet. I mean, she's really followed the times very well. And she's
yeah.
like 92 or something
yeah, she's
crazy.
She's like timeless, you know.
Wonderful sense of humor, that woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to scroll down on this page because I have a picture of Steve Bannon staring at me and I can't stand it. I can't look at this man. I'm
scary.
Telling you. Have you seen those cartoons now
yeah.
where they show him using Trump as a puppet and
oh,
stuff?
Oh, yeah. And he's like, you're a big boy.
Yeah,
yeah
big
you're being
boy.
A big boy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow, Bannon. Wow, folks. I mean, everybody's saying, you know, who is it? Jon Stewart says we've never faced this before.
Right. Well, we haven't.
No, we haven't.
And you picked a new Supreme Court justice yesterday, and we watched that. It's funny when you
they picked one or
yeah.
they were
oh he nominated he nominated,
nominated.
Yeah yeah
right.
He picked he gave his pick
you mean but he wasn't yeah he wasn't
he gave his pick and it's funny if you watch when he shakes people's hands my husband was noticing and like kisses women you know what I mean he sort of like jerks people around a little bit he's very like kind of in a manly alpha way he's kind of like yeah like he'll pat them
really?
So he went up to the Supreme Court's the justice's wife, he's not on the Supreme Court yet, but he went up to her and like gave her a kiss and then like shook her a little and she's really small and her head like whipped back and I was like, this guy's gonna kill her on air. It was
oh
really funny.
Yeah, can you imagine her
he's
head
very,
falling
I mean,
off?
She, and she was like really like, okay. And at one point like her husband looked down and was like, you okay? And she was like, she was not, I mean, he shakes her. It's really
oh
weird.
God.
Very interesting.
What kind of world
the etiquette,
we
the etiquette there
know?
Is weird.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
But it's amazing, you know, what's going on. Man.
Yeah, so we'll see. And now the Democrats they boycotted the confirmation hearings, meaning that you're not allowed to continue the confirmation hearings if you don't have at least one member of the minority party, right? That's in the rules. So today they all boycotted it, so they had to delay it. Mm. However, Orrin Hatch was like, screw the rules, and they just continued the confirmation. So now there's just like no rules.
Yeah.
So they could just continued. So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I mean, things change by the moment. I just like the CNN page just refreshed. It's got this huge headline that's quoting Trump saying, go nuclear. Now, this is about a thing that they have in Washington. He's not talking about a nuclear bomb, but they're talking about Hold on a second. It's like an option, a nuclear option.
Yeah, nuclear power.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Instead of like solar power, there's nuclear
power.
No,
not at all, not at all. This has to do with, it's, okay, this is a political thing. It says, so he tells them go for it and invoke the so-called nuclear option, preventing Democrats from using a filibuster block his nominee.
I see.
So they're saying...
He's like, go have a full-out war. What a great word choice for him
right.
to use.
So he's like, if we end up with that gridlock, I would say, if you can, Mitch, go nuclear. Wow. That's what Trump told him. So he meant just like go
all the
way.
Yeah, but it's not a good word to use.
No. That's why they put it to the... Huge headline here.
Little misleading there, Trump.
I know, right?
Yeah. Well, he also banned CNN from speaking with him or interviewing him yesterday. So CNN, man.
Yeah,
they're,
right?
They're going to go nuclear on him, I feel like.
You know, and I saw some stories that some Jewish centers are being targeted for violence in the country, and it's like they're going to come for everybody.
Yeah, there was a Quebec mosque shooting.
Yes.
And he shot 5 people. And again, it was a blue-eyed, blonde-haired, just domestic terrorism in Canada. And Fox News said, Muslim is terrorist. And Trudeau went on TV and was like, I'm forcing you to take that tweet down. Mm. And they did.
Really?
Yeah. Mm.
So, yeah, that's interesting, you know, but I think the times are so uncertain for everybody that we don't know what the hell's going on.
I know it.
And it's really bad. I mean, you know, we were talking about 1984 being, like, sold out and stuff like
that. Yeah.
The stories about it all over the place. But I guess they're saying, you know, you should really read it. I must admit, I never read it. I know a lot about it. But I never really quite read it, so maybe
we
I should.
We had to read
right?
it. In my school, we read all banned books.
Really?
And it was like, what a cool rebel school.
It is,
but
right?
then again, that's also like very insulated as like a liberal arts education. You know, it was very hippy-dippy.
Right.
You know.
But I imagine it's pretty close to a lot of movies that were similar. I mean, I've seen a lot of movies with totalitarian regimes and things like
it
that.
It was the OG, man. It was the first one. Mm. It was a lot like Fahrenheit 451. I mean, they had a lot of dystopian novels where now it's coming true.
Yeah, right. Or at least people are afraid they are.
Yeah, it's
know.
Coming more and more into fruition. But yeah.
Yeah, but you got to remember one thing, Tori. We are in the United States and it is the 21st century. It's not like it was, you know?
Right.
I don't know if it's going to be worse or better.
It's just not the way it was.
It's not going to be the way it was, you know? I mean, we're a lot more sophisticated than I think Orwell could ever have imagined when he wrote the book, you know?
Yeah, but we're also very primitive in a lot of ways, which is just what he wrote about. We are very much the same alpha male versus the group. I mean, it's very much the same. Chimpanzees, yeah. It's the same. But Obama was caught wearing a backwards baseball hat out, and everyone's like, oh, he's never coming back. He's out, man. That guy is out. I love it.
Yeah.
No, he spoke out about the Muslim ban, but I mean, seeing him in a backwards hat is got to be great. It's
going to
be great.
Right?
Yeah. He's trying to relax.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. Trump is making him look good.
Yeah, I know.
He's starting to make him look good.
You picture him and Michelle and the grace and the dignity and the elegance that they continued in the White House, you think of Jackie Onassis and Jackie Kennedy, and you think of there was a class difference there in terms of etiquette and the way it's done, and it's just different. It's just different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I think is different now is that you know, usually there might be like a growing animosity between the president and the legislature or whatever,
sure.
or even the people
sure.
somewhere during the term or something,
sure.
you know, but
this is starting
like,
off pretty bad.
Yeah, you know,
yeah, I mean, an all out. And I think when he said go nuclear, there was a report on him that like he loves to live in chaos. He loves turmoil. Mm. And so when he says go nuclear, that's sort of a microcosm or metaphor for his whole term. He wants to go nuclear on his opponents immediately.
Right.
And that is not normal for usually there's a honeymoon period. They're getting to know each other, the different branches. Usually the approval rating's pretty high. He hasn't really done that much or she hasn't done that much. And this one is just straight out gone for war.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, you know, and I'm just thinking that, you know, as he's starting, I mean, even in the campaign, they were already confrontational with everybody.
Right.
With the media, with
the
voters.
They don't play nice with anyone.
So that's the thing. I mean, how can you expect to be, well, I don't know. It's funny because Howard Stern says that he feels that Trump wants to be loved, you know?
Yeah, very much so.
But if that's the case, why are you behaving everyone? Like this?
Exactly. It's interesting. You know? It's a lot of like a dictatorship in that they need the approval and they need adoring fans and they set people up to clap for them at all places, but they also only listen to themselves.
Right.
So what it is a very narcissistic look at
like
oneself.
Megalomaniacs,
yeah.
right?
It's almost tunnel vision. So you care a lot about what people think, but you also don't care at all. What people think. Yeah. So it's this bizarre, it's sort of dangerous thing.
It is, right?
So that's why I think the country's been like, oh, hell no. Oh, hell no.
Yeah, I mean, who wants to be in confrontation all the
with
time
everybody.
With the president?
That's right.
You know?
With countries, with our allies, with our neighbors, with the media, with the intelligence community. You know, it's everywhere.
Yeah. It's apparently not enough thought has been given into this, you know?
Right. Yeah, it's very impulsive, and it's written quickly, and no one's sort of vetted. And in D.C., I'm from Washington, D.C., nothing gets put out and done very quickly. It takes a lot of time because there's a big ripple effect and you can't just do a Muslim ban like that immediately.
Exactly.
And apparently he did.
So much,
and you can't do that because no one knows what the rules are. You can't do that because there's so many departments.
Right.
So he doesn't understand that.
Right. And he's learning that as he's going, you know, and I don't know that he is learning anything.
No.
But it's uncertain times and, you know, I don't know what's going to happen, but we have to somehow stick together.
Yeah. There's apparently an interesting theory going on. February 17th, there might be and this is just starting, but a general strike of like different unions of all different kinds of workers all over America striking at the same time to basically bring a day to a standstill to protest these policies. So it's just trickling down into pop culture, my blogs and stuff that I'm reading about. But February 17th, keep a lookout.
Hmm.
So look out.
So there's going to be a lot of this going on that day?
Yeah, like a strike amongst interdisciplinary. Yeah, like a general strike, they're calling it.
Wow.
Yeah. That'll bring you to a standstill.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Why do
I'm
we
staying
need this?
In on this. 70.
I mean, America has become such a comfortable place to live.
Yeah, a little bit of
we
discomfort.
We have to worry
that's
about
right,
this.
That's right.
You know,
imagine what people feel like in other countries.
Yeah, I know. And today with social media, who knows what kind of information they're going to collect on us?
Yeah, they said they're going after people coming to the country. They're going to look at their social media pages.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Jesus, I have a lot of jokes I need to take down.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, imagine you probably have shit there that you don't want people to know.
Yeah.
And they will know before you.
Because I thought I had a right to privacy or at least a little bit. Freedom of speech or something.
I know. I wonder how much of that we're going to lose in the coming years. But, you know, like I said, I mean, people are talking about coups and revolutions and impeachments.
Well, this is what it takes to get a revolution. You take someone so polarizing that you gather everybody up.
Yeah.
That's what it takes.
Yeah, and they rise up.
Apparently, the Atlanta Falcons Super Bowl, they're in the Super Bowl. Their what slogan is Rise Up, and it has like red, white, and blue in it as their colors. So people are mistaking it for an anti-Trump thing.
Oh, really?
So the Atlanta Falcons Rise Up now is like way viral. And everyone's like, no, it's just for our team. But it also means like rise up, you know, it's very funny. So people are confusing it.
I know. It's scary to think of these times having to think about things like this.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And like
in America. Yeah. But, times are different. I don't think another Germany is going to happen. But it's also not going to be a piece of cake.
Yeah.
You know what
right.
I'm saying?
They will try.
Yeah. I mean, they're saying in his first days already dozens of lawsuits against
42
Trump.
So far.
42?
Yeah, 42.
Wow, that's
and
a lot.
And what's funny is it's a lot. So far, the women that have stood up for him happen to have been women. Like, Yates have stood up and people have said, I'm not going to do that. And, you know, Warren and other things. But a representative, I think his name is David Bratt, wrote, the constituents, the women, they're in my grill everywhere I go. And I'm like, get used to it, dude. Women can be the worst at that. We're great at it.
Yeah.
We'll stick it. We're the best.
Yeah. Absolutely. I was just telling a friend yesterday.
It's going to take the women.
I saw an Uber driver that was a woman, and I told him, I said, you know what? The world would be a better place if women ran it.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
I mean, a woman walking into a car with a woman driver is not going to worry.
Amen.
You know?
And not only that, women just have, I think, a little bit more of an introspective perspective, if you will. There's more introspection. There's more empathy. I don't know if this is scientifically proven, but having a mother who has to deal with so many things in the White House to me is better than like a businessman. A mother is better to me than knowing how to multitask, listen to people, make orders, be a leader. That's what I want. I want someone with empathy and not the alpha. Mm. But not a lot of people would, you know, a lot of people don't agree with that.
Yeah. No, that's true. I mean, but it's worth trying everything out, you know.
Especially because other countries like Pakistan have done it. Like,
that's true,
we're
right?
way behind. Like, even those kinds of countries have people in the cabinet. Like, Pakistan has way more people, women in government than we do, which is so interesting.
I know.
You know?
Yeah. And then Trump just pretty much reaffirmed everything that everybody was afraid of, and that is he's got a totally... white male administration.
Right, yeah, he said drain the swamp.
Yeah.
And it's all Goldman Sachs white dudes.
I know, yeah. You know.
So, yeah, Samantha Bee is holding a...
Where's your attempt to actually get to the people,
Right. Twitter. Yeah. I guess it's Twitter. But there's press is afraid that the correspondence dinner isn't going to have any press their side. Usually it's a roast of the president, and you have a comic do a stand-up bit, and it's a really funny night. Well, Samantha Bee is so frightened that they're not going to invite any of them that she's doing her own, not the correspondence dinner, at the same night on NBC, I believe. So there's going to be competing roasts. So we'll see how. And he does not like roasts, Donald Trump.
I know.
He does not care for being made fun of.
Remember when he was roasted when Obama did it? When Obama did it.
That was bad. His face was not good. And he was right in a spotlight.
Maybe that's when it started the hatred.
So if you ever watch
the birther thing was first.
Well, no, but if you watch Frontline, their documentary on Trump, that is to them. They show that entire the joke he does. It's Obama making fun of Trump and everyone else laughing. And they were like, this was an African-American man making fun of him. And they were like, that's when he decided to run for president.
Really?
And it's an interesting theory. I don't know if it's right, but that's Frontline's take on it.
Yeah.
His face was like, don't fuck with me. Terrifying.
Wow.
Yeah, so... We'll
but
see.
The amazing thing is, I saw somewhere a headline here, a Breitbart reporter was removed from press conference.
Oh, really?
And
That's banned, right? Yeah, yeah.
They're extremely...
alt-right.
Yes, conservative.
I wonder why.
Yeah. I don't know if conservative is the way to
describe
They're
way more
them.
Than conservative.
I know. But they're like they're the equivalent of Occupy Democrats on the, you know.
Very
it's
much
like,
so.
So that's why at one point I blocked Occupy Democrats because I couldn't take those memes.
Now you got to block Breitbart. You got to block the polarizations. That's right.
You really do.
Yeah,
you know?
You got to go to the middle.
But I've, I mean, the ones that were polarizing in my friend list are gone already.
Yeah, a lot of people cleaned house.
Fun. Yeah. I cleaned house, but I still left a lot of opposing views. I just expect people to be smart about it and intelligent about it rather than calling people names.
Yeah.
So all the ones that are calling people names and stuff. I mean, look, the thing is you have to admit to something, though, Tori. We may have a president that's not popular and everything, but to call him all kinds of names and things like this, I mean, this is a president, you know? And somehow this country voted him in, and if we treat him like shit, how's the world going
to
treat him?
I'm just, I like,
I'm not saying go and support him and love him or anything, but also think of what it represents.
But I agree with civil disobedience because I think that, like, things like marches and strikes, that's the only way, like, civil rights happen, for instance. However,
when
you do crazy name calling, yeah, that doesn't really help. Although, you know, I think he's sort of fodder for a lot of that. You know what I mean? He's also been in pop culture as Trump has been made fun of on SNL a million times. So he sort of has that background as an entertainer.
Right.
So it's harder.
But to make fun of him is fine. But to call him, like, you know, dirty words and, you know.
That's never good.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. The pictures of him next to Hitler I don't think is appropriate. I don't think it's a fair comparison. My opinion, that's for another day maybe to argue, you know. But I just think that's going a little too far. You can oppose people, but and oppose him and, like you said, be active.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
Go on rallies, marches, whatever. But give a little respect to your president, you know. I mean, a lot of people didn't like Obama and the people before that. But, you know, I was thinking about it the other day when the polarization of this country started. Mm. I think it started with George Bush, the son.
You're talking about W?
W.
Yep.
I think that's when it started because when you think of the times before, Okay, Clinton had his problems, but the country was pretty unified.
Well, we were also in a very big surge, so money was flowing in.
And he was popular.
And he was popular, and he balanced the budget. But I'm saying even anti-Clintonites still were enjoying a really high amount of money. The market was doing really well. So everyone was in generally a pretty good mood.
Right.
And then when the recession starts and before that and finances are sort of toppling, W comes in and is really the first to be so polarizing.
Right.
But even him, he went to a mosque after 9/11. He tried to bring people together. So even W is like, what is this shit?
Yeah, I know. But I'm just trying to think of times when people really started. And I remember he was being made fun of all the time and stuff by the left, of course, by liberals and stuff. But I felt at the time he wasn't very popular, and people were starting to really hate the other side.
Yeah,
you know. And then Obama came in. I give him his responsibility also for not keeping people together, but because he had 8 years to do it. But what I'm saying is it didn't start on his watch. It started before.
That's right. And you know there's been times
and nobody's brought us, nobody's managed to bring us closer. And I think we're farther than any time.
Right now we are. But there are times in this country, like Teddy Roosevelt, the Lincoln years, they were, I mean, even in Washington Adams and Hamilton, these guys were fighting in Congress, yelling at each other. So there have been times of very strong political polarization. This just happens to be something I think that America is embarrassed about for the first time.
Yeah.
I'm not sure we've seen so much shame in a president and the way that we are seen in the world as this. And that's why you see those posters, because we're trying to show the world this is not us. I think we're embarrassed. A lot of people are embarrassed.
Yeah.
So it's embarrassing, I think. Mm. I'm not sure we've had a president where you're that like, ooh. Although W was not the brightest.
No, he was not the brightest.
He was not. But he seemed to have more. I mean, I can't believe I'm saying this because I was so anti-W. I mean, I marched to Washington from Michigan for W.
Really?
Yeah. And I marched for Florida's black voters who I thought were suppressed. We got in a van from Michigan and drove 8 hours. But now all of a sudden I'm like, that guy was a saint. No, I'm saying he had more empathy and he did things more predictably in terms of following the rules.
Right.
So at least there was more stability within the White House, which I think is needed.
Yeah. And
there wasn't as much chaos.
And he was surrounded by people, I think, that were smarter than the team that Trump has put around. Yeah. I mean,
they had experience.
Right.
Absolutely.
And I'm not saying that Trump's team does not have experience or ability, but their views.
They don't.
Their views, you
they
know.
Don't really have government experience. They don't.
No, none of them?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, they're very.
I know, like, the Secretary of State has none, right?
Yeah, Betsy DeVos. Yeah, Rex Tillerson is an Exxon
Tillerson,
CEO.
Right.
Betsy DeVos has never been in a public school. Her kids have never been in. She's going for a Secretary of Education. Never had a student loan. Never dealt with people with student loans. Never read up on it. She was blank when they asked her about it.
Yeah.
Bannon has no government background.
So he pretty much just said, like, pull out of a hat.
Yeah,
whatever you're going
to
do.
I think he gave favors to favors.
Yeah,
I think Trump gives favors back.
Right.
And if you supported him,
that's the business way to do it.
That's the business way. Like, for instance, when he announced the Supreme Court pick, Rudy Giuliani was in the room. Why? He has no business being in that room. But because Rudy stood up for him so many times, he gets a little seat at the table, big boy table. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's quid pro quo for this guy. And I think Putin is a quid pro quo situation, and he has to help Putin.
Yeah. But we'll see. I mean, but at the same time, it can't be too bad if Russia is on good terms with us, you know? We don't want to be on bad terms
with
them. We don't.
Because it doesn't work out. But he also has done things that does legitimize him calling him a war criminal. So you don't want to be buddy-buddy either.
Right.
You don't want to be in a war. But we had, you know, there was things that we did to protect ourselves. But Obama and Putin weren't close, but they certainly weren't enemies at any point. So you don't need to be buddy-buddy is what the feeling is.
No, that's true. But
we've done some terrible.
But Obama was buddy-buddies with others,
yes,
right?
Yes, very true. Yes.
But
Trudeau.
Yeah, and people that didn't really agree with him. Well, even, you know, I mean, look, Obama brought about the Islamic Brotherhood, the Muslim Brotherhood, right, in Egypt. Remember?
Oh, the Arab Spring?
Yeah, what was it? His name, Morisi or something?
Oh, I don't know about that.
You don't remember that? Yeah, the Arab Spring.
Yeah.
And what happened is they removed Mubarak there, mm-hmm. and they put Morisi up there, who was from the Muslim Brotherhood, who were the fathers of Al-Qaeda and Hamas and all this stuff.
I don't know.
So that guy was removed also by the military.
I see.
And now there's like General Sisi who's running Egypt. But that's like a military guy. So, but yeah, so Obama has made some mistakes, you know, but that's behind us now, you know. I mean, I don't know. We're having to deal with what we have here now. And I think there's a lot of uncertainty.
I think there's a lot more drinking in the morning.
Yeah, right?
People just wake up, oh, God.
I know.
What's happened? He likes headlines. He likes news. He's going to make news every day. He doesn't like not. He likes chaos.
Yeah.
So what you're going to get is 4 years of chaos.
Yeah.
So which makes people, to be honest, that makes people nervous, makes the market nervous, makes countries nervous, allies nervous. Everyone gets nervous.
Yeah, I know. It seems like nobody's his friend, you know?
Yeah, I know. He's, you know who he is?
Doesn't have a lot of friends.
Who's the bully on Nelson from The Simpsons? Ha ha. He doesn't have any friends, and there's one episode where he like cries to Lisa, and he's like, "I don't have anybody." I'm like, "Yeah, because you're a dick, stop being such a dick to everyone." He's Biff Tannen from like you know Back to the Future. He doesn't. He isolates where he's no friends, but wants validation.
Yeah, wow,
very weird.
That's the bullying part.
That's the bully. Wow. Bully.
Yeah. And if that's not enough, now a report finds that chemicals are in one third of the fast food packaging. So, in other words, they take those chemicals that they use on furniture and shit to keep grease off.
Really?
And they put this like on the
paper. But there's so much grease. Packages.
Well, that's the point. It keeps it off the paper.
Oh.
So then the paper stays, I guess, dry or whatever, and the food doesn't go through.
There's nothing good about fast food, is there?
Right?
Other than the amazing taste.
Yeah, right?
Oh, I love fast food.
I know, and the ease at which you can eat.
The ease is the best.
But I got to tell you, man, I enjoy sometimes going to a place like, you know, they have Bob's Big Boy here, like the first one ever.
Oh, yeah.
It's in Burbank here. And I discovered it recently, and I go there quite a bit. And so last night I had fried chicken.
Yeah.
But like this is like legendary fried chicken.
Whoa, okay.
And I'd never tasted it there before.
How was it?
And I took it with the waffle combo thing.
Wow.
Have you ever had
chicken
that
chicken waffles?
Before?
Yeah. At Roscoe's.
So, yeah, Roscoe's. Oh, yeah. But when I went there that time, I said, I don't get this. I really don't.
Yo, you didn't like the taste?
The taste was sort of okay. I just didn't understand the two going together.
Mm.
I'm like, this totally doesn't make sense to me.
It's an interesting combo.
It is. But last night I had it with the, I asked the waitress, I said, am I supposed to put the syrup also on the chicken? She's like, yeah. I said, well, that's a little too far. So I put it on the waffle, but I ate it at the same time.
And you like, okay, so it went so in your I mouth at the same time.
With the syrup.
Great. So that's great.
It is.
There's really a funny Mitch Hedberg, he's a comic who recently passed away, but he goes, I wish bad food would go in with good food wouldn't count as fat. Like if, so you eat like a fry and a carrot,
yeah.
And the carrot gets the stomach, he's like, no, man. Yeah, he's with me. It's okay. Cancel it out. That guy was so good.
Whoa.
Cancel it out. Yeah, no, I think that's a chicken and waffle. There's always, I think it's like a sweet and savory type of mix, which I always like.
Yeah.
That's so good. It's like the gaminess of the meat. With
that's
the
true, yeah.
Sweetness of the syrup. The textures are good.
Yeah. For some people, it might be an acquired taste, but you should check it out. I mean,
chicken and waffles.
It's salty and sweet.
Yeah, see, I'm
time.
A big salty sweet person. Like I like to mix really weird things with, because I like the different textures also.
Oh,
like
wow.
It's a nice that crunchiness of the, I don't right. know. I like it.
No, I mean texture is very
very
important,
very
important in
yeah,
food.
It really
I think,
is.
You know,
totally
more than just the taste, of course.
Yeah.
Like in chocolate and ice cream,
totally.
Even, you know.
I need a lot of texture in my ice cream.
Yeah, right?
I'm going to say it straight up.
And that's the thing. When they develop those foods, they actually focus on making
absolutely.
The texture a certain way.
Absolutely.
It's not by mistake, you know.
No, absolutely not. Everything is done perfectly just to tempt me more. Thanks a lot, Ben and Jerry.
Yeah, so just be careful because I guess those packages are saying that a lot of people have gotten sick from them, you know.
Well, there is just such a super rise in cancer that we've been trying to explain, and autism that we've been trying to explain for a long time.
Yeah.
And you wonder if it's things like this, like and now there's things like the artificial turf on soccer fields.
Yes.
They mixed in the fake grass with bits of rubber tires. They chopped them up, and it helps absorb any wetness.
Okay.
And now cancer is rising amongst soccer teams that have been on those fields.
Really?
So now they're worried about soccer turfs.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's like you can't go anywhere, man.
No, you can't.
There's a funny Woody Allen sketch where he has people walking in New York,
uh-huh.
and they're just on their phones, and someone's like, yes, I passed the cancer test with flying colors, but then I found out that flying colors can give you cancer. So true. Everything. It's very nerve-wracking.
Wow, that's fun.
But then if you want to be organic and vegan,
yeah,
you don't get your Burger King. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, no, you can't have it both ways.
No. So, we'll see.
Yeah. In the meantime, I guess the Milky Way galaxy is being pushed across the universe, and they keep adding by an unknown force. I'm like,
oh God, duh. Really? Wait, really? Like an unknown, really? Like,
yeah,
a, like an evil,
unseen force,
whoa,
right? So they're saying
Darth Vader.
But they're saying, although it may not seem like a friendly gesture, the newly discovered what they call a dipole repeller is actually helping our galaxy on its journey across the expanding universe. So we need it to happen.
So,
I guess. But I don't know about the unseen force, because I think this is part of the entire expansion of the universe,
like
which
entropy,
we know about.
Sure, entropy and moving forward, sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure there must be some more something more forceful, like specific, that's for or repelling the Milky Way.
Right.
But there's a lot of things in space that's weird because they're invisible, like a black hole.
Right.
They only
right.
found because things around it curved in.
Right.
And I'm like, that's fucking mind-blowing.
I know,
man.
Some things they just figure based on
the
theories,
shadows and things, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
based on like thinking and logic rather than, you know, theories. I mean, they can't, a theory you can't, you have to prove.
Yeah, but they can prove it with like the way gravity moves around it and
yeah.
the way light goes around it. It's
right.
very crazy. I don't
yeah.
get the telescopes that can go back in time where they're like, this is the universe, or billions of years ago. I'm like, hi. What are you doing? How do you get there? You get a DeLorean on the end of that telescope?
Well, I think what it is because it takes the light so many
years to get there. I know. That's still mind fucks with me.
Right?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
hard to understand.
It's really confusing. I don't get it.
Yeah, but if you don't know what that unseen force is, try try God.
Try that on for size. Yeah. Or Zeus. It could be anything.
Zeus,
which is,
yeah.
you know, their way of thinking of God. Yeah.
That's true, yeah.
We always try to explain it. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
So are you watching the Super Bowl?
I probably will. Yeah, why not? Everybody else is
sure,
going to,
sure.
right?
Yeah.
And they're going to be talking about the commercials and everything.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll have to recap some of those because I may not. I don't last. I like, just like anything else with TV, I pass by the TV and I see what's happening. You
You're
know?
Not a binger. You're
I
not
don't
of
sit
the binger.
There and
no.
watch.
Well, they already released, Anheuser-Busch released their Budweiser commercial a little early because it's getting so much buzz and obviously.
Oh,
but
takes
it's
on immigration?
Yeah.
Okay,
it was great. It's really good. It's about.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay, I need to play.
So yeah, it's really good. But it's about, you know, Mr. Anheuser, Mr. Bush, who were immigrants, meeting and coming to this country and the way they had to fight to get here and being in St. Louis, and it's this journey, and then they meet each other, and you know, every hard working blue collar guy is holding a Bud. Like, it's a good ad. I mean,
right,
it speaks to
right.
Trump supporters, you know.
That's
very
true.
Interesting. Budweiser is a very Rust Belt type of drink,
right.
So it's speaking to those people of like, hey, you wouldn't have had that Bud if it wasn't for weren't for immigrants.
Yeah. So. But you know what? I gotta say that I think the generalization about the Trump supporters that they're all like beer drinking middle American stuff. I don't think that's true.
Well,
because
the majority,
look, you've got a lot of conservatives around the country that are not people like that, that are lawyers in big cities and things like that. You know, because they're conservative people. They didn't necessarily want Trump, but they voted conservative.
Right. But the people who were voting for Obama, right, the blue states that turned red are the people in the Rust Belt. So that's Pennsylvania, Minnesota. They work on in factory lines. These people are the ones that who aren't necessarily Republicans, but somehow Trump switched them from Obama to Trump. So that's the people that are interesting that Democrats are trying to play with, right? Because they're
yeah.
the ones that used to go one way, now they went
right.
the other.
Right.
And that is mainly in the Rust Belt. So they're speaking to those people specifically, I think, when they talk to them. And that is a lot of blue-collar workers. Yeah, they are a lot
it
of
is,
cities.
But is it even the majority, you think, of a supporters?
It's the ones that switched. So those are the ones that
yeah.
are interesting. It's not the hardcore.
Right, that's what I'm
they're
saying,
never
going
to switch. But those
yeah.
people have changed their minds, and those people are being spoken to. Mm. And I think Democrats are attracted to that group because they switched the election. They
yeah.
went to Obama twice, you know, and so
yeah.
somehow they switched, and we've got to focus on them because they're the ones that are going to make it or not. Pennsylvania,
yeah.
Ohio,
yeah,
they make the election.
Yeah. Well, if that's the case, maybe, because I was Michigan. Reading that's probably, this is like that guy called it like a white backlash or something, right? Whatever they call it.
Yeah,
white
I think
lash.
It was a lot of different things. But for instance, like Clinton did not campaign a lot in Michigan and Ohio. That was a huge, now we see it, what a huge mistake. Huge. Mm. She didn't go to the Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania. And she made, that was the defining difference between Obama winning, a Democrat and not. Those three states, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, they were the ones that switched to make it a Trump presidency. So those people were not spoken to well enough to be heard, and they changed their votes.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
I don't know, man. But there's, yeah. You know, but it became about race, about gender, about everything else.
Race,
you know?
Gender became, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Religion. Yeah. I mean, my God, you know.
Sense of, yeah, pop culture. I mean, everything.
Yeah. But, you know, I think there's no doubt in my mind that we're faced every day with a great danger from our enemies. But what I'm saying is, this ban is not the way to solve
it. No, it's also very chaotic.
Yeah.
If you want to do efficiency.
It's affected so many people.
The efficacy of it is completely useless. It's not helpful, and it's no one knows what's going on. Congressmen were asking to see papers. People were shouting. This isn't the way you roll out.
It's probably like action for the sake of action, to show he did something.
So, yeah, and there's also a theory going around in those blogs that I read that it was a shock event. So what they did is we do this crazy ban over here. So everyone's focused on the airports,
right.
And we put Steve Bannon quietly in the National Security Council so that no one sees that move. Right. And so what they did is they made a lot of noise. That's what these guys do, Bannon and all that. They like make a shock event. So you see something, everyone's up in arms, and they do something quietly on the other side.
Mm.
So that's a very well-known political tactic. It's a strategy.
Yeah. Wow. Dirty one at that.
Oh, yeah. But effective, effective.
Spirit, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting to see how that happens. He's going to do that over and over and over again. A big noise here, you slip something through. A big, you know what I mean? That's what happens. Wow.
No, he doesn't have any political experience at all, Bannon, right?
No.
He was in the Navy. A journalist.
And he was in the Navy, and he's for like 7 years. And I think he did run someone's political campaign from the Navy, but not in any type of way what you usually see in White House.
Right.
Senior staff. No.
Okay. And then he just became a spokesman. Not a spokesman, but he was part of Breitbart, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
And to be honest, I think Bannon took over Trump's political campaign when it was tanking.
Mm.
And I think Trump knows, and we all know, he would not be president for not Bannon. So
really?
He, again, favor to favor.
So
he owes him everything.
A lot.
So it's like Bannon gets what he wants.
Yeah. Huh?
But you know
So
what?
He's that influential.
Oh,
huh?
he's in the room where they can discuss assassinating citizens of the United States. Where if there is some kind of fear of something, Steve Bannon, who has no background, can be in that room there. That's terrifying to me.
Yeah.
That's real. That room is sacred. And even George W. Bush refused Karl Rove entrance because he said, I would never want a policy advisor in my National Security Council. I don't want that influencing me.
Mm.
Even W. did that.
Yeah.
And this guy, and Trump was like, Bannon, come on in. Doors wide open.
And especially with the... with the meanness that he has,
yeah,
right,
yeah, evil.
You can see that,
yeah.
Yeah. There's a meanness there from Bannon.
Yeah.
All right, so we were talking about the Super Bowl, and then we know Lady Gaga is going to be on, but apparently she's teamed up with Tiffany and Company.
Yes.
At first, I thought the headline meant the singer.
Me
Tiffany,
too.
Right?
I loved her. Oh my God, I loved
she's
her.
She's pretty cool.
I had a Tiffany party. Oh my God, I was so into Tiffany. God.
So that's what I'm saying. We have to clarify that.
Yes.
But so Lady Gaga says Tiffany represents timeless American jewelry, and
it goes with her brand. She's trying to be this classic.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
You know,
she's
I
doing
think
great.
Yeah, I mean, imagine what a jackpot they hit,
yeah.
Tiffany and Company, to get Lady Gaga.
Yeah, because it works for both. They need a younger person to be. They want hipper, fresher.
That's
Tiffany
true,
is a little
right?
stodgy right now,
yeah.
So they need Gaga's so cool, but she's also. She's going to be very, you know, it's good for her brand, too.
Yeah, of course. But, you know, I mean, still, she's the number one brand, I think, in music right now. So, you know, maybe they figured, you know, we're the number one brand in jewelry.
And she's, but she's controversial. I mean, they could have gone, Taylor Swift would have been the easy route. You know what I mean? There's not
so
a lot.
So they are taking a chance.
Well, yeah,
like,
Gaga
the Super
is very
Bowl,
outspoken.
Right? Yeah.
And I think a lot of people are going to tune in to see, maybe they did that on purpose. Is she going to say something? Is she going to wear something? Is she going to neon light something?
Right.
She often speaks out and she's done some weird ass shit. So,
yeah.
I wonder.
Yeah.
You wonder.
I know. You know, one thing that I was wondering about yesterday is, I guess, the CEO of Starbucks,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
What's his name? Schultz or something?
Yeah.
He announced that he's going to hire 10,000 refugees, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, my question to you is this. How is that helping us? I mean, this is 10,000 jobs that Americans are not going to get, right?
There is definitely, like, see, this is a realistic debate to have. This is like an awfully intellectual debate to have, where this is actually something on the table. Not ban all Muslims. It's, will this help Americans? He's also offering 5,000 to U.S. veterans. So he's, which is a lot of jobs.
That's
like,
a lot of jobs.
Where's he getting all these jobs from?
But you see, I mean, with the veterans, that's a noble thing, you know?
I agree. But some people would say America was built on a melting pot, and giving the Irish jobs back in the 1900s was how you infiltrated the country and created, you know, people in Boston created a whole culture. So it's interesting. I hear you on that standpoint.
Right.
I also believe American and Statue of Liberty says, give us your meat, give us your huddled masses. And we're a refugee place.
Right.
And it gives people a way to become citizens. So I agree with you, though. It is that's the discussion to have.
And that's creating, like, also, like a quota, you know? So I don't think that's a good approach at all. But I guess he's trying to show that they're supporting this and all that. Again, you know, that's sort of a rash decision as well, I think.
Well, it's interesting because we talked about this, how brands now have to be polarized with policy. So, like, Lyft gave $1 million, right? So now Uber, people who now delete Uber, a screen comes up and says, I'm so sorry you're deleting us. If this is about the Muslim ban, please know we're giving $3 million
really?
To the ACLU. So now it's like they're fighting to be more liberal. So Starbucks has definitely come across as, we're going to be on the against Trump and on this side. And it's interesting to see who goes for what part. I mean, it's very interesting.
Yeah. But that's the thing, you know, when you think of all the unemployed and everything. And you know, even when they talk about immigrants taking jobs we don't want to do, I don't believe in that. I think that,
Well, they talk about places, that on farms. A lot of people won't do the menial work.
Right, but you know what? Will. There's teenagers, there's people, there's, if you pay people enough, they'll work. You know, but it's... Yeah, I guess that's for another show, but...
But and this is a rational discussion to have. I think that's such a fair discussion, and it is basic conservatism versus democratic policies.
Right.
However, that's not... I wish that was the discussion we were having. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
But he's just like, don't let them in. Yeah. That's crazy.
No. I don't agree with that, and especially because I always look at, okay, so what do we get out of this?
Exactly.
You know? I mean,
we get enemies.
You
fan the flames of every ISIS propaganda film ever. That's what you do. You fan the flames.
Yeah.
Now there's more reason.
Well, we'll see. But maybe he'll be more prepared now.
Well.
This will have a stronger military. I don't know. You know, but it's like... but you're saying, you know, like about the immigrants and everything and the refugees that we
That's what
maybe
our nation was born on. That's
obligated to take, or, you know, at least morally or something.
And that's how America
okay,
was
but what about, again, I mean, so should at least Americans be first? And like he says, you know, America first. All I'm saying is, don't say I'm not going to bring them in, but at the same time,
it's a legitimate
concern.
Let's
work on us first.
I think that's a legitimate concern. I disagree with it, but I think that's a rational thought to be debating.
Okay.
Not what I think... That's an adult conversation, right? That's not like, no! Yeah. But see, that's what I would rather be having. And I think that's a real interesting debate.
Yeah. Okay, well, maybe we'll have it sometime.
Yeah,
because
I can empathize and understand that point of view and see it.
Yeah.
More than this, which doesn't do anything.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like a mother died, you know, an Iraqi mother was waiting to come over to the U.S. and she died waiting because she was on one of the bands. And now that's going to be the thing. They use this old woman who is a Muslim, who is peaceful. They're going to use that in every propaganda film.
Right.
So great job, you know?
Yeah.
You did nothing but anger people.
Yeah, and I think what you got to think about is mostly the people that are like you and me, you know, they have a family, they have the kids, they're sitting in front of the TV, and they have no intention or any connection with terrorists whatsoever.
Nothing. You know, there was a 5-year-old. He was handcuffed. A mother and her children, 20 hours, they were given no food.
Yeah, you see, I mean, that's ridiculous.
That's so... That's freaking ridiculous. Would we expect that if an American was in Iraq and that happened? We'd be outraged.
Right.
Yeah, that's not what you do.
Yeah.
And not only that, there is extreme vetting already. People have to pass many, many, many ways to get a visa to get in here.
Yeah.
And the worst was when they held up the interpreter. The Iraqi interpreter that worked with the U.S. forces, the Department of Defense had to send over names to say, you cannot ban these people. They fought with our soldiers on the field, and they finally let those 7 people through. To not think about those people and to ban them was outrageous.
Yeah. True. Well, folks, we're totally out of time.
Sorry.
No,
good.
But
what? Interesting.
Don't be sorry. You're here to talk.
I like it. Very
doing,
interesting.
You know? So
president.
Yeah, I know. Maybe we'll invite Mara here, Mara Marini,
you
back.
You got a little crush.
Are you kidding me? I've had a crush on her. You know? But, I mean, yesterday I was just like... bombarded by beautiful women around
it's
here.
Googly eyes.
And this is something I want to, maybe we'll discuss it tomorrow, but, you know, but whether I should hit on a guest or something, because I never have. We're celebrating 9 years in 3 days.
Really?
In 3 days, it's going to be 9 years.
You've never, like, asked out a person?
Nobody I ever worked with, not a host, not a guest, not a... not a co-host.
Interesting.
Never. Well, so, but maybe I should start.
Mara
maybe
was I'll someone be, I would start with.
Yeah, but no, I gotta be. Reasonable about it.
Yep.
No,
yep.
Illogical about it. And the thing is, she's in the childbearing, family planning
stage.
Stage of her life. Totally. I'm behind that already. Yeah. You know. So that's what I'm saying. So even if we wanted to play and stuff, she's at a place where she needs something serious. So I wouldn't waste her time or try to even bring
mensch.
My hopes.
What
up,
a mensch!
You know?
Look at this go. Mensch.
But she,
yeah,
definitely
she
no alpha male. No. Let me tell you. All right, well, we better run, folks. Tori, thanks so much.
Anytime.
As always. Thanks all for listening, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.